This FPL season has definitely been go, go, go. A nonstop hustle all the time. Matches, deadlines, unexpected blank and double game weeks, on top of everything the real world has had in store. Sometimes you need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for Coors Light. It's made to chill. For me personally, supporting Fulham during this last year has been a true roller coaster ride. Honestly, when that Adama Traore goal flew past Areola in the 92nd minute of game week 31, the only thing that saved my mental state, the only thing that calmed my nerves, was cracking open a Coors Light. There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. The mountains on the bottles and cans even turn blue when your beer is cold. That way, you always know when it's time to chill. When you need to hit reset, just open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. And listen, everyone, summer is pretty much here. It's about to get hot in New York. An ice-cold Coors Light is such a perfect way for me to beat that summertime heat. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light and the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate. Hey, all cheaters, and welcome to the Always Cheating Fantasy Premier League podcast. My name is Josh. I'm here with Brandon. Brandon, how are you?
Josh, I am fantastic. When you got in touch with me and you said, Brandon, I think it's time we do a quick 5-10 minute pod tonight for a special announcement, I said, Cool. We need to talk about how last night my six-a-side team, Happy Hour FC, after 9 straight defeats, finally won its first match of the season. But then what did you say, Josh? You said, no, we need to tell the public that we just won the 2019 Football Blogging Awards Judges' Choice Award for Best Fantasy Football Content Creators. This is amazing. What a high we're on right now. So we just wanted to say thank you and welcome any new listeners that are coming into the fold.
Yeah, I don't know about you. So I was telling my wife about this earlier, and I was saying that, you know, when you're younger and you win anything or anything cool happens to you, you're kind of like, you kind of like neg it a little bit, you know, you're like, well, like whatever, you know, you're like, it's not that big of a deal. Or like, it's like, you don't want to like admit that, I don't know. It's like, you don't want to admit something cool happened. But now that I'm a little older, well, I guess I'm just like, yeah, it's cool when something cool happens, you know, like how often do you win an award in your 30s for anything, you know? So, so I think we're just leaning in to being very excited. It was very cool to win this.
Absolutely. And we wanted to, if you heard about Always Cheating because of the FBA Judges' Choice Award, it's the end of the FPL season. So we wanted to just let everyone know, cool, we're doing well. We will be back next season. So there is the summer hiatus, we're coming back and we will use the power of the Football Blogging Awards to propel this podcast into the 22nd century.
That is true. I mean, it's actually true. Like, I was just looking at like all the other the nominees in the category, and basically all of us are about to take like at least a month off, if not 6 weeks off. It's a strange springboard, but obviously it's really exciting. And just quick congratulations to everyone who was nominated. A lot of these people are people that we've been friends with for a long time, like Andy from Let's Talk FPL. You have Nim. You have Holly from Fantasy Football Community, you have the Planet FPL guys, just a lot of people that we've, you know, been friends with for a very long time. So, it was very, very cool to win. And what do you want to say? I don't want to get too self-congratulatory here, but no. it felt like a waste to win something and then not use kind of the platform that we have with the podcast to at least quickly say thank you to everybody for listening to the podcast. And special thank you to everyone who voted. A very big thank you to Adam Pritchard, who actually went and accepted the award for us and did a great job, really fantastic job.
Adam is a lovely guy, a Patreon supporter for Always Cheating. Adam Pritchard, he is an up-and-coming Arsenal sports journalist, jack of all trades, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Give him a follow on Twitter @35who. So yeah. I know Adam represented us very well at the FBAs. Like usual, Josh, I'm going to bust in here like the Kool-Aid man and actually bring some content into the podcast.
Sure.
What are the football blogging awards? So what I gleaned from the announcement of all of the winners today, they received close to 1 million votes cast for this year's Fantasy Football Blogging Awards, which is pretty incredible. And I never thought that you and I would be included in a list of winners that includes the likes of Ian Wright, mm-hmm. Peter Crouch, mm-hmm. Mark Goldbridge, Troops mm-hmm. from Arsenal Fan TV. Add to that list Josh Landon and Brandon Kelly from the Always Cheating podcast. Cool thing about the FBA Awards, too, is they took charitable donations at the ceremony to give to the Bradley Lowry Foundation, which is excellent. Good on everyone at the Football Blogging Awards. And just, I mean, another thank you for including us in all of this.
Yeah.
I also have a list of thank yous, Josh.
Go for it. All right.
Okay. Clear out. Our Patreon supporters, I hope you're all listening. You are a very special part of the Always Cheating community. We really couldn't do it without your moral and monetary support. And as you said, Josh, like, forget about people who get close to us. Anyone who has just ever pressed play on the Always Cheating podcast. Did you like a post? Did you retweet us? Did you leave a comment? Did you leave a review? Did you recommend this podcast to a friend or even a mini league rival? If you just listen to the podcast while you were in your car driving to work, we want to thank you for being a part of our podcast and making this all happen. And also, as you said, Josh, like, thanks to our fellow content creators. The FPL community, it can be divisive at times. I think this season has been a weird one for the FPL community. Generally speaking, it is a hugely positive place to be. Sometimes you receive negative energy, but I just want to underscore the fact that we find the FPL community, whether it's online or people we just meet at our local Black Horse Tavern, it is a wonderful, positive place. So thanks to the people who participate and the people who create the content.
And I think even when you say divisive, it's mostly a lot of well-meaning nerds, which a category both of us include ourselves in. And then there's like a handful of jerks. And for whatever reason this year, there were like a handful more jerks than usual. But it feels like that's sort of been squashed a little bit. So, it's you know, I don't even know what community means. I mean, I guess for us, it's kind of Twitter and Slack. But I think I sort of pop all over the place. I mean, there's the Transfer Hub forum on Facebook that I'm still part of. There's, you know, the comment section of the Fantasy Football Scout page. You know, there's all kinds of different places to nerd out.
FPL Reddit thread and beyond that, like,
right, of course.
I'm sorry. This is like the most sincere I will ever be on a fantasy sports podcast, but. And I think we asked Adam Pritchard to mention this in his acceptance speech, where we assumed he would never have to give this acceptance speech. But
I couldn't believe he even wrote it.
maybe our British listeners will identify with our Midwestern nature, because even though Josh and I live in New York, we're both Michigan natives. There is this tendency to not sort of receive adulation or accolades. You want to shy away from it, but. We couldn't leave Adam hanging like that. So I had to write him something. But something I thought it was good to highlight is the best thing of the week when we post a new Always Cheating podcast is getting feedback from our friends in England, our friends in Ireland, our friends in Norway, our friends in Australia, New Zealand. We have listeners in Kuwait, in Dubai, all over the world. And of course, we're American. We attract the coolest Americans around. The community is not just something that exists in a social media feed. It's just like football. I told you, Josh, I was going to get very sincere here.
I like it.
It's just a global thing.
How about this? Just to wrap things up here. If someone was, if someone is a content creator and is looking to expand their audience, or they're just looking to make better content, let's say that you have like a, you know, fantasy YouTube channel, or you're looking to get into, you know, doing a podcast or website or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, is there something that you feel like is good advice that you would want to share with somebody like that?
Yeah, well, I think what we have found doing the Always Cheating podcast for four seasons now is it's fun to do it every week because you and I, Josh, get together and do it. I mean, we record in our own separate apartments a couple miles away, but it's like talking to friends. And I think people really respond to voices that are either recognizable or friendly. There's that word again, sincere. So mm-hmm. I guess my advice would be to find that voice that feels right and natural and unique to you. And it feels like something that you want to do regularly that will be fun and gratifying and rewarding.
Yep. I'll also add, get a running order.
Be organized.
whether it's a podcast or YouTube channel, I feel like a solid running order really helps people understand what they're listening to and keeps people like focused and enjoying themselves more. I know I feel that way as a listener of many podcasts myself. So that's my practical piece of advice.
Practicality for sure. And that plays into, I guess, the larger piece of advice is to do this week in, week out for an entire Premier League season or any sort of continental league season. It's a long season. It's fun, but it can be a lot of work. And yep. to have regular content week in, week out, it's not easy. There will be weeks where you think, I've got a lot of stuff going on in my real life. I've got, relationship commitments, work commitments.
Right.
I think Always Cheating, we enjoy the fact that we are ever present. People can count on our episodes coming out at certain times in the week. And people respond to that. So I think that's an important piece of it is just to be ever present.
I also think it's okay just to be a fan of the game, of the fantasy game, and to listen to podcasts and maybe you don't create any content. Maybe the only thing you do is just interact with people online and just talk to them. It does feel like there's this like rush to be a content creator right now. And it's like you said, it's 38 weeks and it's, if you want to do it, that's great. And it as we're talking about, it's obviously really fun and satisfying. But
Josh, in this modern world, you have to accept the fact that you are the content.
that you are a brand. I guess so. But I if you don't want to be one, I say that is okay. Because there's a lot of other stuff. I love comedy. I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts, watch a lot of comedy. I don't feel any compulsion to actually go do stand up. I would also be very bad at it. So, I thought I'd throw that out there too. I feel like there's a pressure sometimes to like feel like you've got to make your mark in this community, but I really don't think
totally.
You do. Just be friendly to other people.
Yeah. And speaking of content creation, again, like much respect to all of our fellow content creators out there and FPL TV who won the Fans Award for fantasy content creation. If you're a fan of motion graphics, check out FPL TV on YouTube. And we did also want to extend all of our best wishes to Joe at the Fantasy Football Scout. Get well soon, Joe. He's just out of the hospital, and we want to make sure he's strong and healthy, and he's just been a really vital energy in the fantasy community for a long time. So, Joe, get well soon.
Yep, totally agreed. All right, that's it. Thank you for listening. Hopefully this wasn't too indulgent. We just wanted to post and say thank you to everybody who voted for us or who just listens to the podcast. It was very cool. We're really excited to have won. Thank you to the Football Blogging Awards for giving us this award. And and we'll be back as we talked about this in the last week's podcast. We're doing a Patreon podcast in maybe tomorrow, maybe Saturday afternoon. We're still working out where we're going to do that. But before the Game Week 38 deadline, we'll be doing Patreon exclusive content into June. And then we'll be back with the regular podcast in July, right around the time that the new website launches for the 2019-20 season.
Yeah, it gives us just enough. We're calling it the Research of Teemu Pukki period. We have to
the Pukki Pod,
the Pukki sessions. Exactly. Yeah, great. Yeah. So for all the information on our podcast, just go to alwayscheating.com. And yeah, like you said, thank you to everyone. And when my mom asks me if I have any friends, I just direct her to the SoundCloud page for Always Cheating, and then she knows.
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks again for listening the entire season. And yeah, we'll see you in 2019-20.
Poku forever.
Hail cheaters.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.